T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Actually here till 2 o'clock today, and I guess it's still Maggie and Bart coming your way after that, right? I mean, I'm assuming that.
I can confirm that, God, yes.
Nobody knows any. I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows anything.
That's what the schedule says.
I understand. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Of course, Dov Kramer. Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses, of course, only at ShopRite. The Jets won yesterday, and it was as hollow a win as you could have. I don't know. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, I come away from this game like it was a loss. That's how I feel. I got to tell you.
I'm kind of glad you said that.
I'll take the win.
Yeah.
I'll take it, and we thank Riveron, who owes us a few.
Yes.
Riveron owes the Jets.
Everybody a few.
Well, he does, but he certainly owes the Jets some. I mean, there were some terrible calls in this game against the Jets as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to give us one at the end, I'll take it. But I can't get excited about this win.
No, I'm glad you said that, man, because I felt the exact same way. I did. Now, I know there's only 16 of these, and I know that over the last few years, wins are very hard to come by. So when you get one, you're supposed to cherish it. And it's always nice to beat the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
We know how obnoxious some, if not a lot of their fans are. But I found myself throughout this game, even at the end, when Ficken hit that field goal, which I was stunned by.
I didn't think he was making that kick. That would have been the perfect Jet. You know, it was set up. They basically give him a shot at the end, and he misses it.
Yeah, that would have been
made
perfect.
It. Give him credit.
He did make it. Sam Ficken deserves a ton of credit. But after this game, I just wanted to take a shower. I felt dirty. I didn't think the quarterback played all that well.
Absolutely right.
I was cursing out the coach half the game because I felt, and I think you felt, that this whole game plan early was just a vendetta against Le'Veon Bell. Let me show you.
Yes.
Hey, I can run the football. Who needs you?
No doubt about it.
I didn't like the conservative play calling at the end after they got the gift on the offensive or the pass interference got overturned. And it was just, I don't know, man. When this game ended, I mean, I'm glad they won. I don't root against my team. I know you don't root against them either. I'm not thinking about draft picks. But I don't know. It was a very blah feeling. And that's not often that happens in the NFL because they're so rare, these wins.
You have
to cherish these wins. Yet this one, as soon as the game ended, I just
they should have won this game. This game should have been an easy win for the Jets, and there was so many reasons there weren't. First of all, there was a lot of bad penalties on the defense in this game that that's another reason I didn't. You know, okay, you want to give us that after some of these calls, especially that one on that defensive hold on Burgess.
That was the worst one,
which negated an interception with the Jets leading 16-6. And oh, by the way, if you look at that play again, that flag didn't come down until he picked the ball off. But that's whatever. They made up for it later on. But the worst part of this was the quarterback, because he didn't play a good game. How many open receivers did this guy miss? I mean, he missed Robbie on the field goal drive that made it 19-18 and put him ahead in the fourth quarter. He missed Robbie in the corner of the end zone on third down. Should have been a touchdown.
No doubt.
He missed Daniel Brown. He rolled out, missed Daniel Brown down the sideline. If he threw the ball inside instead of outside, it would have been a touchdown to Brown, about a 60-yard touchdown. He missed Crowder on that, which I thought was a terrible call, that third and one in the sequence where they wound up not getting the first down when they went
After having second and one.
Ty runs for 9. Then Ty gets stopped on second and one because Ty, and went, Ty, wait till I see you about this, because you had the first down and decided, no, I think I can get to the outside and get into the end zone. And you didn't get it. Then on third down, the brilliant head coach says, let's throw the ball. Okay, Grinnell, don't run a quarterback sneak. Sam misses Crowder. He should have had him if he got the ball out of quicker, and then they don't get it on fourth down. But I did not think the quarterback played well. He took a bad sack on the last drive. They got away with it because of the officials. I come away with it like, okay, they won. Big deal.
Yeah, I think
how else can you say?
Last week against Cincinnati, he was betrayed by his receivers. He was betrayed by his offensive line. I think just today or yesterday, he just wasn't good.
No, he wasn't.
That's the bottom line.
Yep.
And there are things about Gase I do appreciate, and believe it or not. For example, I do like, because one of the things a lot of us kill Adam Gase for is his arrogance and knowing it all.
He admitted he called some bad game.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's
I
good.
Do. I'm I know, not putting I the guy like in the Hall of Fame, but I actually disagree with you. I didn't mind the play call on third and one. Because I knew you were going for it on fourth down. And the truth is, Sam waited too long to throw to Crowder.
No, he had Crowder.
He missed him.
100%.
So that's on Sam.
I agree.
More than it is Adam Gase.
He did.
In my opinion. Because when you have a second and one, when you get 9 yards on first down, sure, it's a massive disappointment if you can't convert. But I think you have one shot, whether it's on second or third down, to take a shot down the field. They didn't do it on second down.
Right,
they ran it with Ty Montgomery. You mentioned that play.
You should have had the first down.
No
question. You got cute, Ty. Ty, you got cute there. Wait till I talk to you.
A little too cute. But then on third down, I didn't mind taking a shot. And the truth was, the play was there. And too many times now with Sam, and this goes back 3 weeks now, he gives up an easy run for 8 or 9 yards for a first down to make a difficult throw.
Yeah.
And this is now starting to become a pattern. We're seeing that a lot now from Sam. So, look, I still like the quarterback.
Oh,
I still believe in the quarterback.
I
didn't think he was great yesterday.
No, he wasn't. I'll tell you, one guy was great, and I got to give the guy credit, is Robbie Anderson, and I think they should sign him. I mean, this guy really is becoming a solid receiver. He's become a route runner. He's not just a fly pattern, throw the bomb to type guy. He made some real nice plays. He made one terrific catch on another bad throw by Sam where he had to jump up and came up with a fingertip grab. Another 100-yard game for him, so I want to give him credit. I'll give Bilal credit. I thought he had a solid game. I guess he got hurt at the end of the game.
Yes, yeah.
He hurt his ankle.
Gase even said if the game had continued, he wasn't going to be able to play.
And our buddy Monk Ty played a good game, and he got that big play at the end to set it, really, that set up the field goal.
That was right after the penalty,
That 10-yard pass and run.
It was not only 10, 12 yards to set it up. He got out of bounds.
Yep.
Remember, the Jets had to use all their timeouts to stop the clock when Jason Sanders hit his 54th field goal of the game. And a great game by him. The one field goal he missed because it was a bad snap.
And it turned out to be huge, too.
Monumental.
Right.
And then
that was after the Donald pick, too. I think that field goal missed after Donald threw the interception.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And then Gase got way too conservative. And I think a part of the reason he got conservative is because he didn't trust the quarterback. Is that Sam could take a bad sack, potentially, which he did a few plays earlier.
Yep.
And because they had no timeouts left. And
the only
30,
sack of the game, by the way.
It was the only one. You're right.
Yep.
But I think that's a part of why he handed off to Ty Montgomery and said, all right, let's set it up, spike the football, and set up Ficken for a 44-yarder, which is not a chip shot.
No. Anything for Ficken is not a chip shot.
Yeah. In the 40s,
let's be honest.
But you know what? In general, in the NFL, a 44-yard field goal is not a chip shot for most
not
guys.
Not anymore.
Unless it's Justin Tucker.
Not these days.
Yeah. So it's not as if he was saying, all right, Ty, run it, and then we'll do a spike play for a 28-yard field goal. It was a 44-yard field goal. And I'm glad they won. Wins are good. Wins are precious in the NFL. But, it was just a very feeling.
Yeah, you weren't, or you're just not inspired, with them winning this football game. And, look, the defense played decent. I mean, half the team was hurt. I mean, the whole secondary was out yesterday, so... You know, I give those guys credit. You did get an interception by Hairston. I mentioned a couple. I thought there was some terrible penalties on the defense. The only one, the Jets had 5 penalties the whole game. None on the offense, which is unbelievable. There wasn't one holding penalty in this game, not even a false start, which is mind-boggling. And outside of the face mask penalty on Quinnen Williams, and great, he finally makes a play. The play, he's got the guy dead to rights, and he's got to stick his hand in a face mask, okay? But outside of that, there were 2 terrible calls against Burgess, I thought. There was a bad pass interference call on Blaise Austin, and there was a brutal call on Nathan Shepard on a roughing the passer.
You thought the defenseless receiver Colin Burgess was bad?
I did. I mean, I really did.
But they call that, man.
I know they do. But the worst one was the defensive holding.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
I mean, where was that?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
That was bad.
And obviously, it would have changed the entire game.
It did. That did change the whole game.
Of course, because then they go on and kick a field goal.
Right.
I mean, as opposed to the Jets getting the football.
Yeah, it wasn't a touchdown. He would have been down right there.
Yeah, but either way, you've got good field position.
Right.
And you're up in the
game.
You're
up 10.
You're up 10,
right.
And you've got the football.
Yep.
We're talking about something completely different.
No doubt.
I don't feel dirty when this game is over.
Right.
And I think a part of why I feel dirty is I don't have that much hope. I don't have hope over the next 3 weeks.
They're not going to win another game.
And
they had no shot Thursday night. I mean, you talk about no shot. 14.5. It's a layup that the Ravens are covering that.
I don't think they have a shot against the Steelers or the Bills. Those are playoff teams.
I'll tell you what. The only game I give them a shot is Pittsburgh. Only because it's at home. I know to half the place more than that will be a Pittsburgh fan, just like it was in Arizona
yesterday. Oh, my God.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, only because it's home. They've actually played decent at home. They're 4-3 at home. So, you know, that's the only reason I give them a shot, you know?
But long term.
Even if they go 6-10, I mean, what is that?
And what kind of hope do you have towards next season?
Right. With his coach.
Because I think it's obvious Le'Veon Bell's not going to be on this football team next year. Adam Gase never wanted him.
Yep.
I think a part of why he ran the football as much as he did, which is fine. I'm not complaining that he ran the football.
He did it to stick it to Le'Veon.
It felt that way.
Of course.
The week before against Cincinnati, another team that can't stop the run, probably worse than Miami. And I know Le'Veon Bell hasn't looked great. You've made that point.
Yep.
Costello's made that point.
Yep.
I get it.
Yep.
But Le'Veon Bell's also one of those guys that I think will get better as you continue to give him carries. And I don't think you should just give up on feeding the football to Le'Veon Bell because he doesn't look good with the first 8 or 9 carries he has. I think you got to feed him more. And so I think the combination of the last few weeks, the combination of the fact that Gase never wanted him to begin with, and then the combination of yesterday leads me to believe he's not going to be on this team next year.
Yeah, no, he's gone. I couldn't agree with you more. They're going to get rid of him.
It's just tough to be inspired, not just about the next 3 weeks, but the future. Because Adam Gase is going to be the head coach of this team next year. As much as you may not like it, or I may not like
it. Or 95% of the Jet fan base doesn't like it. Not just me and you.
Right. We're not minority here in this case. I think most Jet fans don't believe in the coach. It's not even not liking the coach. It's not believing in the coach.
That's what it is.
Because it's not about liking or disliking. Right. It's believing. And look at this Miami Dolphin team they played. Their running backs was a thing called Patrick Laird and Miles Gaskin.
Yes, he actually had some big plays, Laird, too.
No, I know.
But the best running back was Fitzpatrick.
He was
for about 70 yards.
A lot of big plays with his legs. Their leading receiver was Isaiah Ford. Devontae Parker was basically a non-factor in this game.
Yeah, Blaise Austin knocked him out of the game.
He did. And we didn't see him again. The tight end, Gesicki, did very little in this game.
Yep.
So think about the guys you were going up against. I give Brian Flores a lot of credit. Now, he's got this team competing.
He definitely does.
This is not a good football team they escaped and defeated at MetLife Stadium yesterday.
No, not at all.
Not at all. So it's just that it's tough to be inspired, and it's tough to believe in this coach moving forward.
Yep.
At least the Giant fan doesn't believe in their coach, but they're pretty sure they're going to get a new one.
He's going to be gone.
Right. They're going to get a new head coach.
But, you know, already the owner, the brutal owner, who never, ever says, we have to make the playoffs this year. You never heard that from him, you know. This guy who hired this head coach and then doesn't get rid of the GM, then fires the GM after he does the draft and the free agency, the whole thing with Le'Veon Bell, I mean, it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
There's no other way. It's a disaster.
And you know what also sucked, right? If you're a Jet fan like myself, like Joe, or you're a New York football fan, you must feel loyal to watching the local teams. You probably missed a lot of the Saints 49er game.
Yeah.
So we're busy watching this field goal competition between the Dolphins and Jets, two horrible teams right now.
Right.
And here's this Saints Niner game that was just classic.
Yep.
It was excellent. Yep. It was outstanding.
Yep. But I saw a couple plays in that game.
A couple of plays. You saw Emmanuel Sanders find Mostart in the end zone that trick play, the double reverse.
And I saw the play that I didn't understand. Now I know why, because you can never have pass interference on a fake punt.
Right, that's why there was no PI, yes.
And obviously the big play of the game on 4th-and-2, George Kittle looking like Bavaro as he's going down the sideline, the guy's grabbing his face mask and all of that.
That was the Bavaro play.
That was.
That's basically what
it was.
And I don't know where this season's going to end for the Niners. And for the Saints. The Saints may end up in the Super Bowl. I have no idea.
They could be playing each other again.
They could have a rematch, but here's what I know. That play, that image, defines that game and maybe the regular season for the San Francisco 49ers, where George Kittle is not only making the play on a fourth and two, not only breaking a tackle right near the first down marker, but then carrying guys as they're holding onto his face mask.
Yes.
And Kittle says after the game, I loved it that they were grabbing my face mask because I knew I was getting 15 yards. Not, hey, this hurts. Get your hands off my face mask. But Kittle's like, oh, I loved it. I knew we were getting 15 more, which they did. And the Niners won.
Yep.
Hell of a football game.
Yep.
And we'll get to the rest of what happened yesterday because it was an entertaining week.
Even let me just say, it was a bad day as usual for the officials. And even the Patriots got hosed by the officials yesterday. Oh, how about that?
Yes.
Even the Patriots got hosed by the officials.
Yes, 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 yeah. We got to get into that game, the Patriot-Chiefs game, which was defined by the officiating.
No question.
That's the definition of that game.
No question about it.
We'll also talk to Ricky Ricardo. He does the Philadelphia Eagles in Espanol and also, of course, does the Yankees. We'll talk about both with him a little bit later on. And, of course, we'll get your calls at 877-337-6666. Ian Begley of SNY, the Knicks did fire David Fizdale on Friday. Tried to bury that story late Friday
afternoon. They really did. Isn't it time for Steve Mills and Perry to go? Especially Mills has got to go.
Yes, it is time.
I mean, you got to get a you know the problem with that? Nobody wants to work for Dolan, bro. That any big-time guy doesn't want to work for this guy. It's really – and then when you get a guy in there like Donnie Walsh – It winds up being a disaster anyway.
Well, it works for a couple of years until Dolan gets involved.
That's what exactly right.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.